Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It's just gone about 4:30 Saturday afternoon. And of course, I'm not leaving Audio Boo. That was the last boo I did yesterday. And I didn't go to school yesterday. I was sitting at home. I wasn't feeling a bit under the weather. And I was sitting at home, and it was April Fool's Day, and I was just throwing out a lot of silly tweets about all kinds of stuff. And then it suddenly occurred to me that I could do an Audio Boo, saying I'm going to leave Audio Boo. Of course I'm not leaving Audio Boo. I absolutely love Audio Boo. I think it's completely awesome. And Mark Rock and all the guys who have actually put the Audio Boo site together, and they're improving it all the time. I really think you guys are doing a fantastic job. And I'm certainly going to keep booing and listening to other people's Audio Boos, because I really do think that audio is something that's very underrated on the internet. Everyone wants to do YouTube videos and videos, and I mean, of course, I still want to do some video, but I think audio is kind of the unsung hero of the net. I don't think people do enough audio on the internet. Of course, there's podcasts and all that kind of stuff, and there really is a thriving community of people who do podcasts. A massive thriving community, of course. But still, I think for the average kind of net user, perhaps audio isn't, you know, something that they... It's a little bit underrated, I think. And that's why I think Audio Boo is just completely awesome. It's making kind of this kind of very personal little kind of podcast, I guess you would call it, very accessible and easily for someone like me. I can just do it from my phone or my desktop computer and stuff like that. And I really know that Mark and the crew are really working hard to improve it all the time. So whenever I talk about Twitter... which I do rather a lot to various different people, because I want lots of people to sign up for it, because I think it's really brilliant. I always immediately then start going on about Audio Boo, because I just think it's another great way to share yourself on the net. And like I say, I think audio really is the unsung hero of the internet. It's something that people are starting to tap into now, I think, but I really think it will, at some point, be as popular as YouTube. Actually, if it isn't already. No, I think it will. Anyway, let's stop going on about that. Funnily enough, I actually have to do a video. The next little project we're doing at school is to make a little presentation video about ourselves. So I have to make a little video about myself, presenting myself. And I have to do that by Wednesday. So I've been thinking, when I was at home yesterday, I didn't go to school, I was feeling a bit under the weather. I was sitting at home throwing out silly April Fool's Day tweets. I was having a good think about what I could do as a little presentation video. And I've kind of got it all together in my head. And then probably tonight, once my daughter's in bed, I'll kind of write down the bones of what I'm going to do. And then on Monday, I can't tomorrow because it's Sunday and there's a family birthday and stuff, but Monday, I'll break out the camera and start actually filming what I'm going to do, and see what happens, really. And that has to be done kind of by Wednesday, so I've got a couple of days to do that. But of course, we're in a little group, so I have to help my group members as well do whatever they're going to do. But certainly my plan is Monday is to do a little filming just on my own and see how that goes for that. And then funnily enough, we got given a video project at school. And then I've also, weirdly enough, at the same time been hired as a cameraman for a little video project. And I'm going to be doing that next Friday. Had a meeting about it yesterday, which was Friday. That's confusing, right? Friday. Yesterday, Friday. Next week, Friday, filming. So yesterday was like a first little pre-production meeting, I guess. And I've been hired to be a cameraman, basically, on this video project. The company is Arla, which is, it's a huge company. It's one of Denmark's biggest companies, and they make dairy products. And of course, one of the products they make is ice cream. And we're going to be filming in their kind of secret lab for developing new flavors and improving their ice cream. And I saw some pictures of the place yesterday. We couldn't go in there, but the producer had actually taken a lot of pictures of the location where we're going to be filming, so I could get an idea of what it's like and stuff. And it looks like a really, really cool place to film. It's kind of it's a very lab looking place with, you know, funny looking machines and petri dishes and stuff like that. And then of course in the middle of all this very industrial looking lab was an ice cream vending machine. And it just made me laugh because you just had, you know, this huge kind of CSI type lab with all these big machines, and then slap bang in the middle you had a Mr. Whippy ice cream dispensing machine, which I thought was really, really funny. But of course, you know, if they make an ice cream, they need to test how it comes out of the dispenser, I guess, and stuff like that. So it's going to be fun to film there, actually, next Friday. And that'll be probably for 2 or 3 hours, just filming what they do and also doing some little kind of soundbite interviews and stuff like that. So it's going to be fun, actually. And then it's the Easter break, so I won't be at school for a while. I'll be having a rest. Probably won't be tweeting much or anything over the Easter break. And then, back at school, and then we're into an exam project pretty much when we get back to school. And that's the big exam. If we don't pass it in June, I think we're taking the actual exam, or we have to present our project, so to speak, in June. You know, if we don't get a decent grade on that, then we're out on our ear. But I have a feeling it might be a video project. That's why we're doing this little video project now, I think, because I think the big project will be a video project or some description, I think. They don't tell us until they give us the project, it just seems very coincidental that they give us a little video project now, right before we're going to be doing the exam project, because we've not done video before, on the course. So I just got this little sneaky feeling that the big exam project is going to have some kind of video in it, which would be really cool, actually. One, because we haven't done a lot of video, and two, for me, of course, it's going to be a little bit me being on my home ground, so to speak, because I'm a video guy. I've made music videos and done all kinds of stuff. Made some short films and went to film school way back when I was in my 20s. So it'll be kind of cool to be on home ground for the first big exam project. I mean, we had an exam project before, and that was more like a test exam. But this is a real exam. There'll be an outside examiner coming in to see your presentation, and it's the real deal. If you don't pass, if you don't get a decent grade, then you're out. So if it is a video project, then it'll be cool to know that I'm kind of on home ground, so to speak, for the first big project, big exam that we have. All right, that's it. I'm going to get home now. I'm walking the dog. I'll get home, have some dinner, relax for a bit, and hopefully make some notes about my own little presentation video later tonight. All right, have a great weekend, and I'll see you later.